Hey there, darlings. Welcome to the Fab Life 101 podcast. My name is Shauna Renee, and I am your host as well as the founder and creative director of the Feminine Art of Balance. What is the Feminine Art of Balance, you ask? Well, it is a program that I developed to provide ambitious women who are hungry for something new with perspective and inspiration, as well as actionable tools that they need to bring the mind, the body, and the spirit into alignment with their deepest desires. In short, my work is to help you do the work. And this week's show is dedicated to the one topic that comes up time and time again among the women that I coach, and that is love and relationships. But before I get into that, I want to acknowledge the fact that it has been quite some time since I've come to you in this space, and that is because I'm married now. And anyone who is a newlywed or at one time was a newlywed knows that a new marriage requires a tremendous amount of time and energy and attention. And I've been using all of my time, energy and attention trying to get my house in order, if you will. In fact, you know, that is the fundamental principle of the feminine art of balance, that the strength of a nation begins in its home. All right, so love and relationships. A couple of weeks ago, I ran into a friend of mine who I hadn't seen since getting married, and she's a wonderful woman, and she congratulated me on my recent nuptials and said something to the effect of, "Isn't it wonderful that you finally found love, especially with all that you've been through?" And I was like, "Yes, girl, I'm going to receive that. However, understand, I did an awful lot of work to prepare myself or to position myself to attract that into my life." And so we began talking about that. And for about 2.5 hours, we sat at the table just discussing work, what kind of work needs to be done. And more importantly, why we don't seem to acknowledge the fact that the only way to attract the things that we really want in life is to begin with ourselves, right? So the transformation of our world begins with the transformation of ourselves. Yes. So usually when I come to you, I like to frame everything in the positive, but we're going to do something a little differently because I don't want you to be afraid of a challenge or be afraid of conflict. Challenges and conflicts exist. In fact, they have to exist in order for us to evolve into the people that we are designed to be. Relationships, especially, that's the place where a lot of that stuff starts to come up, and relationships are supposed to create safe spaces in which these things can come up and we can begin to take really good looks at them, and we can begin to do whatever is necessary to rise above them, right? So I am going to, instead of telling you what you should do, I'm going to point out some of the things that you probably need to stop doing. Now, understand, this comes from not only the research that I've done and the work that I've done in my professional training, but also comes from my own experience, all right? So let us begin. The very first thing that I had to do was to drown out the deafening narrative that Black women are inherently flawed and unattractive and should not expect to find themselves in healthy, safe relationships. All of you have probably heard this in one form or another, either from your friends, people that you follow on social media. Hell, you might have even heard it on mainstream media, because there was a time some years ago when CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times just writing article after article, doing news story after news story about the poor Black women, the 70% of Black women who will never find love and never get married. And I wondered then, and I continue to wonder, why was this all over the place? What was the purpose? And I've come to realize, in just thinking about it, meditating on it, and talking to folks about it, that a lot of this had to do with destroying value, worth, and self-esteem. And when you do that among any, the man or the woman, you create a wedge between the two. And whenever there's a wedge between men and women of one particular group, you create a condition where it is nearly impossible for a healthy community to blossom. Because the beginnings of a community begins in the home, and the foundation of a home is in the relationship between the man and the woman, mama and daddy. So that is part of the reason I believe there was so much attention on this, because we never really talked about solutions. It was always like, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem, here's a problem. And we tend to do this a lot. This is one of the reasons why I started to kind of tire of talk radio, because I was like, we keep talking about the problems, but when will we get around to talking about solutions? reasons. And that is also why I created the Feminine Art of Balance and why I spend a lot of time coaching women, because I believe now is the time for us to be solution oriented. All right. So drown out that negativity with the belief that there is enough to go around. Stop operating from a place of lack. It's so interesting. I was listening to a podcast recently, and this woman said something to the effect of fear and faith are kind of two sides of the same coin because they require the same thing. And that is a belief that something will happen that has yet to manifest. So if you are operating out of fear, you believe that something bad has happened, despite the fact that it has yet to manifest. Or if you operate out of faith, you believe that something good is going to happen, despite the fact that it has yet to manifest. So if you shift your perspective and you stop moving from a place of fear and instead you start moving forward and walking through the world from a place of faith, like happiness, joy, expectation that something great will happen to you, you'd be very surprised at what will actually happen to you, right? So that's the first thing. Drown out that narrative with positive thinking. The other thing that I had to do was stop commiserating with my friends who were doing the same thing. We all have those friends. We get together, we have drinks at the bar, and we sit around and wallow in self-pity. Woe is me. I can't find a man. Here I am, a loving, professional, ambitious, beautiful woman, and I can't find a man that's not intimidated by me. Or I can't find a man who's willing to take responsibility for himself or to be accountable. And we start repeating these stories over and over and over again, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I know it sounds kind of woo-woo and self-helpish and law of attractionist. But the truth of the matter is there are universal principles that are in play every single moment of every single day in your life. And one of them is if you continue to wallow in negativity and you speak it over and over again, so shall it be. So what do? Same thing. You completely shift your perspective and you start by your language. If you are around a bunch of girlfriends who do that, constantly talk about what is wrong, you need to do one of two things. You need to detach yourself from those people. Girl, yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to hang out with y'all tonight. I got some other stuff that I need to do, even if it means you're sitting at home doing your hair and watching Netflix, whatever. Or you become the one that creates the shift in that energy. So when y'all start wallowing in self-pity, you kind of shift the conversation and say, hey, let's not talk about what we don't have, but instead, why don't we focus the attention on what we do have? Like this wonderful group of sisters who are here to support one another. Let's stop commiserating and start collaborating. So again, getting out of that negative space is so important. The other thing that I had to start doing is acknowledging parts of myself that other people consider negative, but I don't necessarily, loving them and presenting them to the world. Prime example, I am, and I know this about myself, a mouthy, opinionated, passionate woman. And when I was single, I would go to my male friends and I would say, is there something about me that is unattractive? Why can't I seem to find a man? What's going on? And some of my male friends would say, well, it's because you got all that mouth. You know, no man wants to hear all that mouth. And so I was like, okay. And I started to be quiet. So I go out on dates and I kind of be a little more subdued and I wouldn't be opinionated. I would be kind of quiet. But then inevitably what would happen is we would get on the topic, a conversation, and it'd be something that I'm really passionate about. And all of a sudden the old mouthy sort of animated Shauna would come out and the guy would sit across from me like, whoa, I wasn't really ready for that. Because that's not what he was looking for. And instead of introducing who I really was to him, showing up as the truest version of Shauna, I was showing up as something else and it wasn't what he was looking for. So I decided to change that. I said, you know what? There are parts of me that need to evolve. There are some things that I need to work on. I got commitment issues, vulnerability issues, trust issues. Yes, I've got to work on those things. And that's for another podcast at another time, or maybe a coaching session, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But those things about me that just were part of who I am. I mean, I'm a Madison. I was born a Madison, for God's sake. Of course I'm mouthy. Of course I'm passionate. Of course I'm opinionated. It runs through my blood. So I've got to be who I am. And when I met my husband, I kid you not, we met and we were standing outside talking the day that we met. And we're going back and forth and there's all this banter and da 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 da. And then he stopped and he said, girl, you got a mouth on you. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. And he's like, wow, I like that. And I'm like, bam, thank you, Jesus. Finally, I was able to find the man who appreciated those things about me, who could handle those things about me, who loved those things about me. I knew right then, because I showed up as myself fully and authentically Shauna, that he was attracted to me. And then in the process of getting to know him, and as we began to move into a relationship, I started to do some of the work that I had yet to do in terms of evolving into a better version of that person, which means I'm still mouthy, but not all the time. I'm still opinionated, but I'm a little more careful about the way that I express my opinions. I'm still passionate, but I find a way to redirect my passion in ways that create a more pleasurable experience for both of us, if you know what I mean. So learning who you are, loving who you are, and showing up in the world as the best version of you is really important to attracting the love that you want. And above all else, finally, you have to do the work. Like, there's work that is involved in attracting what you want, because you attract what you are, right? So if you are not sure about yourself, if you're not confident, and you know what, let me just back up for a minute, because I don't think doing the work is the next step. I think the next step is acknowledging the fact that work needs to be done. And that's so difficult, to sit with yourself and to meditate, especially be quiet and start to have all of this pain. And a lot of times the pain comes up from like deep down in your gut. Like, I had to start dealing with stuff from when I was like 9 and 10 years old. Like, doing that is so painful and it's hard and it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of energy. And sometimes you just want to say, forget it. But it's necessary, because when you start to do that, you start to heal. And when you start to heal, you start to position yourself in such a way that the universe conspires to give you exactly what you need in that moment. And more importantly, what you need to continue that work, to continue your progression and your evolution. You get it? So I know that's a lot to digest in a short amount of time. And as I say, this is work that I do with women that I coach on a regular basis. And I've opened up my coaching business and I'm doing it more and more now that I have time. So I invite you, if this is something that you're interested in doing and you'd like me to kind of assist you and help you, then you can go to my website, which is ShaunaRenee.com, and there's a contact page there, and fill out the form and I'll contact you, and maybe we can begin to do some of that work one-on-one. Or, and I love doing this even more, we can get a group of your sisters together and we can use each other's energy, feed off of each other, help and support each other in becoming better versions of ourselves. So, having said that, I want to thank you again for being patient with me as I continue to do these podcasts on a more regular basis. I'd like to thank you so much for allowing me into your life, into your space. And I'd like to encourage you that until we meet again, you make sure that you take care of yourselves. And because you are your sister's keeper, that you continue to take care of each other. Okay? Peace.